Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
As Chicago brings us back 23 after the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ken Yancey is our guest, our good friend. He's the CEO of SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, the SCORE Association, score.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Find a chapter near you to either volunteer to become a member of SCORE or to avail yourselves of their services. They're free volunteer services. If you're a small business owner and you'd like to have some help with something in particular, maybe something more general, contact them and see what they can do for you. They will help you out. Maybe Ken, just somebody to talk to. You know, one of the biggest problems small business owners get into is they get inside their four walls and they get to thinking that they're supposed to know whatever they don't know, whatever they're concerned about, whatever they're flummoxed about, they think they're supposed to know that already. And when they don't, they think if somebody found out they didn't know, it would make them feel dumb or uncompetitive or whatever, which is not the right thing to think. But I've been there myself. I know how it is. But a confidential SCORE, a visit from a confidential SCORE member could go a long way to squelching that kind of unproductive thinking. What do you think?
You know, you're absolutely right. When you are an entrepreneur in a small business, often you don't have staff or people that you can confide in. The water cooler conversation gets really difficult with yourself. And, you know, the opportunity just to open up and to talk about things that are happening and to listen to others' views and opinions on the many solutions for your opportunities or for your challenges, whatever they happen to be, you know, that'll spur your thinking. It creates value in so many different ways, not the least of which is it just improves your life, getting that input and learning and growing. You know, the stories that you hear are things that will drive your decision making and often your success as you move along. So, mm-hmm. SCORE volunteer, a good mentor that you can find through your chamber or for other affiliations. You know, the Small Business Administration has other programs. Small Business Development Centers are outstanding. Women's Business Centers.
Oh yeah, SBDCs are, those guys are great. They're among the unsung heroes in the Main Street economy.
They really are terrific, and we're fortunate that we partner with them.
Oh yeah, you guys are. I mean, that's folks. This is the net I'm talking about. These aren't individual strands. I talked about this earlier, Ken, in the previous segment. These aren't individual strands of a net that don't know the other strands. These strands hold each other together. They support each other. That's what a net does.
And, you know, our belief these days, Jim, is that we should be the guide, the Sherpa. We should know all of the components of the net in a given community. And when a small business owner or aspiring small business owner comes to us, we ought to be able to send them to the very best place, whether that's SCORE or the Chamber or SBDC or Women's Business.
Or even a local resource where they'll have to write a check, but somebody who maybe that's where they need to go. I mean, at some point in time, you know, the SCORE volunteer is going to get you to the point where you can write a check to somebody that can take you to the next level.
You know, maybe you're ready for something like Vistage, where you do write a check, mm-hmm. or some other level of consulting. Or maybe you get to a point where instead of talking to a SCORE volunteer about your finances, you actually hire a controller or mm-hmm. the equivalent of a financial officer. You know, wouldn't that be wonderful? And then we can help you move on to what's next. So our responsibility is to get you to the right place and continue to follow up for as long as you believe that you need our support.
Ken, let me ask a couple of specific questions. The two areas that are really heavy on small business owners right now is HR, finding the best people, and the new marketing stuff, all the social media, all the new variations of that theme. Do you have people in your chapters who can specifically help with those things?
We absolutely do, Jim. To help you find talent, to curate talent, to grow talent. That is a huge difference maker, and it is getting harder and harder and harder to find those folks. The opportunities in social media are huge. Social media really is table stakes. If you're not doing it, you're behind. You have to do it. You have to have a quality website. You need a Facebook presence. You need to be on Twitter. You probably need to be at least on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
These things are they're not difficult, but someone like me doesn't have the skills or knowledge or know what to do with it. And so we can have those conversations, point you in the right direction, and help you create the content and use those great vehicles to tell the story of your business.
Ken, I gotta cut you off and wrap it up here. We're coming up on the clock here. I always enjoy having you here. I'm continued to be impressed and proud of what you guys do over at score.org. Folks, check them out. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Hey, Ken, keep up the good work and come back soon.
It's always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for all you do for us.
Ken Yancey, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.